Good evening again, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland. Our delayed broadcast going out on Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night, Cavity Coast Radio on Sunday evening, and Wellington Access Radio Sunday night. Greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you can sit back and relax and enjoy an hour of music. And we've got some new music from a man from Tuam, a man by the name of Sean Walsh. Well, he's a good friend of a friend of mine, a former guest on the programme here, Tom Gilmore. And Sean has written this, put out this CD recently. It's called The Cross in the Square. It includes 20 songs and tunes. And anybody that's been to Tuam, they'll know there's a big cross there in the square. Of course, another band that's more famous with Tuam is the Saw Doctors. But here's Sean. We'll have a few tracks from this tonight. This is the title track, The Cross in the Square, from Sean Walsh.
With my bags packed and ready, at the airport I stand. I've counted their years since I left my homeland. After 21 years of hardship and toil, I'm now going back to my own native soil. It was poverty caused me to leave my old home, a home full of laughter, a home full of joy. Although we were poor, we were always so happy. But hunted money can't buy. Now I've missed the green fields, the hills and the valleys. Now I've missed all my friends and the good times we shared. Kilmallan and Belclare, Dunmore and Middletown, we'll all meet again by the cross in the square. Back home to Tuam, where my heart is, where I played with my friends by the old railway track. I've seen the sad tears of those who were leaving, just hoping like me someday they'd come back. Around the meat factory we oftentimes went roaming, where my father worked hard amidst the noise and the boom. Now the factory is silent, the workmen are idle. The beat is no longer coming to Tuam. Now I've missed the green fields, the hills and the valleys, the friends of my childhood I'm longing to see. Belfair, Kilcomley and Middletown, in my heart you will always be sweet home to me. How I miss the green fields, the hills and the valleys. How I missed all my friends and the good times we shared. Kilmallan and Belfair, Sion and Middletown, we'll all meet again by the cross in the square.
we'll all meet again by the crowds to the square.
Yes, a man from Tuam there with Dunmore Roots, Sean Walsh, and a song called The Cross and the Square. And of course, anybody from Tuam or that area will be able to relate to all the different place names there in that particular song. And the song of the album is called The Cross and the Square. Of course, the cross is gone from the square. It was there when I was young, but of course, there's a roundabout there now, if memory serves me right, in Tuam. And of course, Tuam put on the map as well with the Saw Doctors. And one of the roads out of Tuam leading to Galway, the N17. So that's 20 great songs and tunes, and you can probably get it through tradireland.ie, tradireland.ie, that's the website, and we'll have a few more songs. And it's kind of funny that we're talking there about the bait factory and tractors and lorries and stuff. Well, there's lots of tractors in Dublin this morning, and they're actually causing a lot of obstruction. They blocked TDs and people from the Erectus going home last night. An unofficial farmers' protest, not authorised by any of the farming organisations, descended on Dublin yesterday, and it seems that they have blocked all the main entrances going into the halls of Parliament. There's pictures here on the front of the Irish Times that were taken late last night in the dark with all these big tractors, and there are big tractors blocking the front of the Shelburne Hotel, and they're promising to bring Dublin to a standstill today. They're promising to block the M50 motorway, which obviously connects literally all the areas. It's the ring road around Dublin. And last night, as I mentioned, farmers blocked the entrance onto Merrion Square coming out of Leinster House. Obviously, the farmers in these protests are complaining about that nothing has been done. There was a beef protest throughout the summer months in Ireland. And while there was an agreement reached, it still hasn't given the farmers the price that they wanted. Some of them were in loss-making situations. So obviously, this is a developing story as we speak, so it'll be interesting to see what will happen today. Other front stories of the Irish Times says today leads with the Irish gangs supplying drugs as far as Australia, according to Europol. Ryan report not undermined by error. And, of course, there was four men charged over the abduction of Kevin Lunny yesterday. They all appeared at a court in Cavan, and some of them have been remanded on bail, and some of them are going to be appearing in court again next week. This was into the brutal attack. We know that one of the chief suspects involved, he died of a heart attack when his house was raided in Exeter a few weeks ago. And but these are four other people. The Gardaí and the prison service in Northern Ireland have certainly been carrying out lots of surveillances, and they've certainly upped their ante, something that hadn't been done obviously over the last few years while these attacks were taking place. Well, he was on with Brian Turberty the morning. Nice interview if you want to go back on the RT player and hear him. But here he is singing My Hometown to Donegal, or Home to Donegal, Daniel O'Donnell. Take it away there, Daniel. Press this button and it should be on.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now, and I'll see you. We'll talk to the old folk, they're getting on. Treat them to late nights, sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I take a walk down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Yes, my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal.
Yes, well, Donegal, and we thank the Hugh Green Group for their continued support here of Ireland Call and Daniel O'Donnell singing all about home to Donegal. We're speaking about politicians and politicians' sons, two of Michael Healy Ray's sons who got involved in an altercation outside of Chipper at 3 o'clock in the morning on the 27th of December 17. Well, nothing good happens anywhere at that time of the day, but they got involved in an altercation with a tourist, and they said, and he said, and they said, but anyway, they were brought to court. The case was put off a few times, but they were found guilty of assaulting this English tourist last week, and one of them is a councillor, and they'll obviously be sentenced in a few weeks' time. So they maintained that they were picked on because of who they were, Healy Rays, but the two brothers, one of them was very drunk at the time, he admitted afterwards, and the other brother went to help him, and the biggest help he could have done was probably thrown him in a car and brought him home rather than him lashing out as well. So obviously they'll probably get more votes at the next election because of this. They seem to be very popular families down there. They have lots of it's about five of the whole Healy Rays involved in politics. And they'll be getting the chains of the bike ready for an election soon, because certainly I'd say before the middle of next year a general election will take place in Ireland. Of course, there is four by-elections taking place tomorrow, and these are a result of people in these constituencies seeking the higher office of becoming an MEP, and they've gone off and they've taken up their spots in Europe. So obviously you have to have a by-election if there's no general election within 6 months of somebody retiring or going off and taking on another job. And it looks like that it'll be status quo with the constituencies in Dublin and Wexford and Cork, two in Dublin, one in Wexford and one in Cork. And but these could be short-term MPs or TDs, as they are in Ireland, if there's a general election called. Sometimes when a general election has happened in the past and somebody gets elected, or in a by-election, and then the general election comes, they don't get back into power again. So we'll have to wait and see. But as I said, looking at the front of the Irish Examiner, farmer protest brings capital to a standstill, so there's going to be chaos today. And gang key and drugs trade in Europe, significant rise in the cocaine trade here as overall market hits 30 billion, and the Keenan crime gang are involved in that. And obviously another terrible development of the weekend, the fourth person relating to a gang warland in North Dublin in Coolock was killed last weekend. A young 23-year-old man that obviously was involved, had lots of previous convictions, but he's now the fourth person between two rival drug gangs in North Dublin. And we know that there's a number of people killed in relate to a drug patch further north than that, up towards Drogheda. And there's been two people killed in relate to that. Lots of terrible atrocities happening. And I was listening to a debate on RTÉ last night relating to the Cork North Central by-election, and that's the big thing, is crime is huge, drugs is huge, along with many other issues. But, you know, the economy seems to be going well, and low unemployment is at a zero, nearly, and but yet there seems to be a lot of social problems happening in Ireland. Right, we'll take another song here, and this time we're looking here to see what we're going to have. We'll have a bit of a Kayleigh bit of music here. Yes, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support each week of the Hugh Green Group. So next up, we're going to have a song from Thin Lizzy, because President Michael D. Higgins yesterday unveiled a collector's coin to commemorate the 70th birthday of Thin Lizzy. Lynott, the founder of Thin Lizzy, and two of his daughters, or his two daughters, Sarah and Kathleen, were in Dublin to launch the coins, which if you're a fan of Phil and Thin Lizzy, you can get them on... The coins are 15 euro coins, silver coins, limited to 3,000 pieces, and they're available to buy on collectorcoins.ie. And obviously, a huge loss at the time that he died, Phil Lynott. And, so why don't we have a song called Whiskey in the Jar? And just to remind you as well, if you want to watch the Late Late Tour show, it's coming up on Friday night. You can watch it on the RTÉ player. It's one of the most watched programmes in Ireland every year. Where Ryan Tuberty, you know, goes to all the latest toys and brings in celebrities and young children, and their dreams are come through by looking and playing with toys. So it was a good show on last week. I watched it from time to time, but he interviewed Christy Moore, came on and did a good piece, and then he had Westlife, who are touring around Ireland again at the moment, or certainly next year. They're doing big sellout concerts, and It probably last week was one of his good shows. Of course, oh yeah, there was another. He had Joe Smith on. Joe has just released a book called Ordinary Joe, and he talks about not so much about the Rugby World Cup, but his life in rugby. And he said that his mum helped him write a lot of this book. Half it had been done, in fact, 2/3 of it before this year. And obviously, a sad time this year when his mum passed away in August. But here is Phil Lynott and Whiskey in the Jar. And of course, Phil's mother, she passed away this year as well. Lovely, lovely woman.
Show. And some men like the violin, and some men like to hear a cannonball rolling. But me, I like sleeping, especially in my mileage chamber. But here I am in prison, here I am with a ball and chain, yeah. Much a ring, dumma doo dumma da. Wait for my daddy, oh. Wait for my daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar.
Yes, well, that was one of the first rock songs that I can remember listening to or hearing on Radio Luxembourg before there was any second pop station in Ireland. Phil Lynott there, and yesterday a coin was commemorated or minted in his honour. And, of course, if he lived, he would have been 70 yesterday. And his mum, she was called Philomena. She passed away on the 12th of June this year. And she was an author and an entrepreneur. She ran a hotel in Manchester, and many bands used to stay there, including, obviously, Thin Lizzy when it was touring. But Phil, when he died in January 1986, he was only 36, so at the prime of his life, very, very sad. But certainly he's looks like that Thin Lizzy could be inducted into the US Hall of Fame next year, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So fantastic. You two are still doing very well. They're still touring Australia, probably coming to the end of Australia now, and then continuing on. I know they're going to Japan, they're going to the Philippines and India for the first time this year, but certainly playing to packed out crowds all over Australia over the last few weeks. And as I mentioned, the Late Late Toy Show is on this weekend, and the lovely story here in the Examiner today of a young boy who had three attempts to get on and audition to play music. He's a great guitar player, so he's 12-year-old Paddy White. It was always his dream to go and play on the Late Late Show. Well, his dream has been realised. He's been one of the lucky ones selected to go on the live programme this weekend. And I know last year there was probably parts of it was where there was a young visually impaired boy from Kerry who'd got a real strong Kerry accent, a real character. And one of his heroes was Davy Fitzgerald, who was, well, he still is the manager of Wexford. It's a great piece of television if you can watch it. And he came out and he wanted to meet him, and they had a great chat. God, it was really, really funny. And then Davy took him into the dressing rooms of the Wexford team for two games earlier this year when they played the league, and they've become good friends. So if you have access to the internet and the TV on Friday night or early hours of Saturday morning here, well, not early, it's about 10:30 till about 12:30, the Late Late Toy Show. All right, we'll look through all the sports pages when we come back. And not a great day on Saturday night for my teammates from Kilcairn Clonbern, the ladies' senior team. They played in the All-Ireland Club Final against Mourne Abbey from North Cork, and they lost by the slimmest of margin, 1 point. But we'll go through all the other results and on the programme for the next while when I come back after this. When we take this next song from the album I'm promoting tonight, it's called The Cross in the Square. We're talking about the square in Tuam. And this is a new album brought out by Sean Walsh, a good friend of Tom Gilmore. And Tom worked in the Tuam Herald for many years and now a presenter on Galway Bay FM over there in the west of Ireland. And I'm sure he still does Daniel O'Donnell's newsletter or book that comes out, or fan book and online stuff. And has been to New Zealand to see two around here many years ago, and around the time that Daniel was here as well, now involved in broadcasting with Galway Bay FM. But here's the next song we're going to choose tonight, If You Could See the World.
Look at the beat around you, see the bright clouds in the sky, look at the trees and the flowers, the songbirds flying on high. Look at the great rolling ocean. See the mountains and streams. Look at the colors of the rainbow. It's all like a wonderful dream. Where do you think it all came from? It's a mystery no one can explain. But I know, Lord, you are the creator, and to walk among us you came. How small I feel as I look up at the moon and stars above. How little you ask for his love. As I look up at the moon and stars above, how little I have to offer, but I know all you ask for is love.
Yes, well, that's a song called If You Can See the World, from a new CD by Tuam singer-songwriter Sean Walsh. And that song was also written by Sean's late mother, written maybe 40 years ago, firstly as a poem, and it talks about the beauty of the world. And obviously the lyrics resonate with the current youthful Save the Planet campaigns. So we'll have a few more, maybe take a bit of traditional music. There's a great variety of music on that CD. It's called The Cross in the Square, and if you wanted to order a copy of that online, you can get on to Trad Ireland, tradireland.ie, and you'll get all the links there. All right, we're going to have a look through at the sports results from the weekend. I know, as I mentioned, the All-Ireland Ladies Club Senior Final took place on Saturday evening down in the Gaelic grounds in Limerick. And obviously our team from Kilkerran Clonbearn, everybody thought this was a great opportunity for them to win their first All-Ireland title. But you don't win All-Ireland titles too easy. And Moran Abbey, they had lost two before they won their first title last year, and they were just two for Kilkerran Clonbearn. Well, they were the stronger team. They won by the slimmest of margin. In fact, the game could have gone to extra time, but Moran Abbey player scored a great point at the end. But huge disappointment for Kilkerran Clonbearn, and I suppose one of the saddest thing is that one of their star players, who got an All-Star award the previous week, Nicola Ward, went off after about 15 minutes when she was injured after 5 minutes, and tried to stay on but wasn't able to make an impact and had to come off. And she was pretty distressed coming off, because she was hoping to lead her team to success, and I've no doubt if she stayed on that may have happened. But Moran Abbey, the difference was two goals. They got two goals and 9 points, which is 15 points to Kilkerran Clonbearn's 14 points. But better news for fellow Galway team, Cora Finn. They won the club Connacht final in a tight enough game. They had to come from behind to beat Pádraig Pearse's from Roscommon, one goal and 10 points to 7 points. over in Leinster. You had the final there. Ballyboden St Enda's too strong for Gary Castle. Ballyboden St Enda's 3 goals and 14 points. Gary Castle 12 points. And in the other match that was played there, the Leinster Senior Football Championship semi-final, this must be the two semi-finals there. Aire Óg from Carlow, 2-11. Port Laois from Laois, 1-6. So obviously the final will be between Aire Óg and Ballyboden St Enda's. Big celebrations in Tipperary there in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship final. Boris Ali from Tipperary beat Ballygunner from Waterford 112-111. Just the slimmest of margins. A storming last quarter helped Boris Ali crown a memorable year for Tipperary hurling by defying the odds to lift only their second Munster club title in different conditions in Porky Rin yesterday. I think the last time they won the Munster club final was 1987. So great year for Tipperary. They go on now, obviously, and St. Thomas Galway, Ballyhale Shamrocks from Galway, and Connacht Ballyhale Shamrocks, and Sloch Neil, I'm pretty sure, is the team from Ulster that'll play in the All-Ireland quarters semi-finals. And these finals of clubs usually were played on St. Patrick's Day, but they're being brought forward now and played, I think, on the 19th of January. So let's hope that'll be nice weather when they are on. We'll just quickly run through all the fixtures. There was a lot of Ulster. All the rugby games were on, Heineken Cup games, and Leinster too strong away for Leon. Leinster 13, Leon 6. Munster actually drew their game. They had to come from behind and could have won at 21 points each against Racing 92 from obviously France, Paris. And the other game, see Ronan O'Gara's team, they were well beaten. Sale Sharks 25, La Rochelle 15 points. And Connacht, they were leading at one stage against Toulouse, in Toulouse. But one of their former players, who now plays with Toulouse, scored a last minute try which was converted, so they lost by 32 points to 17. But at one stage they were leading, and when you think about it, this Connacht team is so plagued by injuries at the moment. I think they had 16 of their top squad out injured 2 weeks ago. And on Friday night in the first game, Ulster, they came through, so obviously good success there. Right, we'll continue on with more music, and up next we've got Aoife Scott and All Along the Wild Atlantic Way.
Piping in the bay, sang and danced till the early morning. my love, counting down the days. When will you bring me my love along the wild Atlantic way?
Yes, beautiful voice there of Aoife Scott and All Along the Wild Atlantic Way. And of course, that is a very popular destination now, right from Donegal all the way down to Kerry, Cork, the Wild Atlantic Way, and a place that many people visit during their holidays in Ireland, especially during the summer. But I know any time of the year, it's a good time to travel down there. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And you're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, in Christchurch on Saturday, Wellington and Kapiti Coast on Sunday, and any night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. Well, the Gaelic football season is coming to a conclusion here in Auckland, so if you're near the Massey Rugby Club this weekend, you've got the semi-finals of both men's and women's competitions, and they kick off there, I think, around 11:30 on Sunday morning. So obviously some good quality football in these final playoff matches before the finals the following week. And as I mentioned, they're coming to a conclusion, all the club finals in Ireland as well. So the club finals take place in January rather than St. Patrick's Day this year. And obviously all the finalists will be worked out before Christmas. Right, well, we've got a general election coming up in the UK on the 12th of December, but of course that includes Northern Ireland, and an area that there's Sinn, or SDLP, used to hold about 4 or 5 seats in the Northern Ireland. Obviously in Westminster they took their seats, unlike Sinn Féin, who hold all the seats at the moment. I think Sinn Féin have got 7 seats at the moment because their abstentionist policy. They haven't never sat, but I see here where the leader of Sinn Féin, Sinn Social Democratic Labour Party, Colm Eastwood, who's canvassing in Derry, says that if the people vote for the SDLP MPs, they will have a say in Parliament rather than voting for Sinn Féin. So obviously Sinn Féin's abstentionist policy still exists, but they've taken a lot of the centre ground away from the SDLP over the last probably 5 or 10 years. And there's a nice mural in the background of Colm Eastwood. He's obviously canvassing in Derry, and there's a picture of John Hume. John, suffering from Alzheimer's these days, hasn't been seen in public for a long time, but certainly a man that worked very hard to bring peace to Northern Ireland. And everybody will be hoping that once this election is over in England on the 12th, that there'll finally be an agreement for them to leave the European Union. Although former Prime Minister Tony Blair came out yesterday, and he had faith in either political leaders, either Corbyn from the Labour Party that he once led, or Johnson. And, you know, he thinks it's going to be a mess, and he thinks there should be another referendum and give the British people the chance to decide if they really want to leave the European Union. But certainly, you know, it's gone on now for a long time. The next deadline is the 31st of January, and Blair thinks that it's absolutely impossible for that to happen, either with or without a deal, and it'll cause chaos. And finally, just before I take the next piece of music, there was 8-9 people found on the back of a lorry. It looks like they made their way onto that themselves, unlike the incident in Essex a few weeks ago where 39 people died on the back of a refrigerated truck driven by an Irishman who's pleaded guilty to a number of offences relating to that. But there's another man being charged as well in people trafficking. The police in the UK are asking two brothers from Monaghan who are living in Armagh now to come forward and help them with their inquiries. But the 9 people, they were okay, that came to Ireland via Rosslare. I think about 7 of them have escaped detention. Well, they weren't in a detention, they were in a kind of a halfway house centre, and it looks like that they managed to escape over the weekend and disappear across the border up to Northern Ireland, and hoping to get to Britain, because that's where they were hoping to go. They obviously climbed on the back of into the back of a wrong truck. But it's brought a huge issue of asylum seekers to the fore in Ireland, and what the Irish government is doing. And of course there's a lot of unhappiness in areas where the government were going to set up these direct provision centres, but putting too many asylum seekers into the one town certainly has upset the people in those particular towns. Right, we'll take another track here, a reel from the album that I'm promoting tonight, The Cross and the Square by Sean Walsh. Yes, The Crosses of Anna there, from played there by Sean Walsh, and from his album The Cross in the Square. And as I said, if you like that, the songs are playing from the album tonight, and you'd like to get a copy of the CD, you can obviously order it through tradireland.ie. They produce the CD, and there's a picture of the cross in the square, which wasn't the square in tune for many years, but obviously not there any longer. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, there's uproar in many rural areas because Minister for Transport Shane Ross is, some say, draconian measures, but I think you know, what he's doing is right. He's basically increasing the penalty points for people that are caught over the limit speeding. So if, for example, here, if you're speeding, a motorist found travelling 30 kilometres above the speed limit will go straight to court and face prosecution under a new standalone offence with the prospect of a fine of 2,007 penalty points. And I see here where a driver was caught 58 kilometres an hour over the limit in Waterford on National Slow Down Day. I thought that was National Show Day. National Slow Down Day. And so unbelievable. People are driving too fast, but obviously Minister Ross, he's bringing a lot of changes in. He brought in severe, laws relating to people drinking and driving. I think you're allowed to have probably 1 pint, that's about the limit, and this upset a lot of people in rural Ireland that went out for their 2 or 3 pints and maybe a half one, played a few games of cards one or two nights during the week, and now obviously they're breaking the law if they have more than one drink. So this is passed through Parliament, or passed through Cabinet yesterday, but now has to go through Parliament, which it may or may not get through before they call a general election next year. Doyle said he would scrap the Leaving Cert. Booker Prize winner, author, says Irish education system discourages creativity. Social Justice Ireland conference hears age population will increase by 270%. So the writer Roddy Doyle has said he would scrap the Leaving Certificate if given the opportunity, saying the exam has become part of an utterly corrupt industry. The Booker Prize winner author said that during his days as an English teacher, he found himself unable to encourage his students to write fiction because of the realities of the curriculum. The pressure always was to do an essay because it's easier to mark, he recalled, describing the incentive as a kind of corruption, frankly. Even if you love the job of teaching, which I did, comes up to exam time, you can't escape the fact that you're actually stroking a machine. So obviously he probably want to have something a bit like the system here in New Zealand, where there isn't as much pressure on students as there is in Ireland, where you have got to get the points to win, you know, to get into a place in university. Travellers highlight difficulties they face in all levels of education. In 2001, just 8% of travellers had completed their leaving certificate. And incidents of racism against travellers, traveller school children and students of at all stages of education were recounted at two events yesterday. And I see there's a Minister for State at the Department of Education, Mary Mitchell O'Connor, is with a group of travellers in Dublin. So obviously still discrimination happening there. And finally, Edna O'Brien has been awarded the 2019 David Cohen Prize for Literature, the £40,000 prize awarded every 2 years in recognition of a living writer's lifetime achievement in literature, has been described as the UK and Ireland Nobel Prize for Literature. O'Brien turns 89 next month, has lived in the literary spotlight since her first novel, The Country Girls, in 1960. And Girl in the 24th work of fiction was published to acclaim this year. Last year she won the Pen Nabokov Award for Achievement in International Literature. Right, we'll take another bit of music and come back, and we haven't long to go before the end of another programme. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group.
I remember 62, was 16 and so were you, and we lived next door on the avenue. Jerry Lee was big and Elvis too, blue jeans and blue suede shoes, and we never knew what life held in store. We just wanted to rock and roll forevermore. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. And listening to those songs on the radio, I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. Now Johnny's in love with the girl next door, and Mary's down at the record store. They don't want to be around us no more. Golden oldies, but we hardly speak. Too busy running to a different beat. Hard to understand. We were once like that. How I wish we could find those rock and roll days again. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. Listening to those songs on the radio, I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll anymore. I was yours and you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll. We just never seem to rock and roll anymore.
Yeah. Yes, that was Ireland's entry in the Eurovision a few years ago, well, quite a few years ago, Charlie McGettigan and Paul Harrington, and that's called Rock and Roll Kids, and that's about it for another week. The programme you've been listening to, Ireland Calling, goes by here very quickly, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and hopefully you've enjoyed the show. Hard to believe we're only a month away from Christmas. We'll have to play our first Christmas song next week. We'll be into December. Next week, 1st of December on Sunday. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you've enjoyed the programme, and we'll leave you tonight with a piece of music live from Matt Maloney's pub. And I think this is probably Matt on the flute here with the chieftains. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.